Welcome to the Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life. I'm here with the greatest Browns tight end in history, Jerry Barnage, and also one of the hottest fantasy tight ends in history. I get my friends hitting me up all the time thanking me for the little tip about starting Jerry Barnage because you're tearing it up in the fantasy world. I'm sure you knew that. So thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you're very excited. All right, Jerry Barnage, if you could ask your future self one question, what would it be?
Why is your body fat 20%?
20? That seems a little low. All right, for those of you fans at home that don't know a lot about Jerry Barnage and his eating habits, give us the number one recovery drink that you like to drink after a tough training camp practice or after a hot day on a Sunday after a big Browns win.
Nice A&W cream soda.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It's very good. Love it a lot.
Now, what about food? You've got a few food groups that you like to enjoy. What would those be?
Basically everything. I eat everything. I love Hibachi Grill, though. Hibachi Grill. So Shinto, who is also a big fan of Joe Thomas's, and that's a great place.
They actually sponsor our show. Millions and millions of dollars Shinto's pays, and we don't even have to run an ad for them. We just have guys like you mention them, and the money keeps rolling in. What is the last thing that you've taken a picture of?
Me without a tooth.
Oh, really? Now, that happened last week against?
Against the Rams.
Can you tell us what happened?
My helmet came off, and I caught my tooth on the helmet and lost tooth and busted my lip.
Now, how did they take care of you after that happened when you came to the sidelines? What happened?
I had spit my tooth out on the sideline, and I wiped off the blood, and then I went back in and got stitches at halftime.
Now, were they able to save the tooth, or is that something that you just kind of put into your piggy bank and show your kids about someday?
They did put it in a little save-a-tooth container, but the tooth couldn't be saved.
So what are they going to do to fix your beautiful smile?
Put in a crown.
Ouch. You're a big movie buff. You actually have your own website, too, that reviews movies. That's pretty cool.
I do, called moviegameplan.com.
Now, when's the last time you've updated that?
It's updated now. I got to get. We'll have new reviews on it this week.
Oh, great. Now, what's your favorite movie that you've watched in the last year?
The last year would probably be The Martian or The Gift. Mm-hmm. The Gift, a lot of people haven't seen. It's a darker movie, but it's really good. Mm-hmm.
So give our fans at home a little preview of what you do on the website. You get on there and do written reviews, or do you do like a vlog type reviews?
I go in there, I do written reviews. I'm also going to have guest reviewers. This man right here is going to review James Bond, the new Spectre movie, when it comes out. So I will have that review on there as well. And I do a little bit of everything. I have news articles as well.
So you liked Martian. Give us a quick synopsis of Martian.
Guy gets stranded. Everybody pulls together to try and get him off of Mars, and he's there for a long time.
And how many broken teeth up do you give it?
I'm going to give it, out of 5, I'm going to give it 4.
4 broken teeth. All right, cool. That sounds like a good one. Maybe I'll have to check it out. Now, you're kind of known as a big kid around the team. You've got some neat cars that show up in the parking lot every now and then. What is the favorite car that you have?
I'd have to say my truck. It's my first vehicle I've ever owned. It's a big green truck.
But there's a rumor that you have like 50-inch tires on it, but you only have rear-wheel drive. What's that all about?
Yeah, Denali, when they first came out as trucks, they made them a luxury vehicle. They were only 2-wheel drive. They didn't make them 4-wheel. So I got stuck with that, and then the next year they changed it to 4-wheel.
So you're not worried about getting stuck in the Cleveland snowy winters?
I throw salt and rocks in the back to help. That's the only thing I can do.
So now you have a pretty cool foundation that I know some of the guys on the Browns have been involved in. And you guys have not traveled to France yet, but can you tell the millions and millions of viewers at home all about the foundation that you run, what's it called, and the good work that you guys do?
Yeah, it's called American Football Without Barriers. We go to other countries, do a football camp for kids on the ground level and try to teach them the sport that we love to play and hopefully get them scholarships down the road from colleges here. We also do a humanitarian effort where we visit orphanages and give back to the kids, give them shoes, clothes, and food.
Pretty cool. Do you guys have a website?
We do. AFWBcamp.com.
Now, what are the countries that you guys have been to recently?
We've been to China, Brazil, and Turkey the last 3 years.
And what's up next for the American Football Without Barriers?
We got it down to 2 countries. We'll announce that in December. It'll be either Egypt or Morocco.
Now, what country are you pulling for?
I really don't have a preference. I've been to Egypt. Egypt's my number one place. I went there on vacation this year, but we'll see.